T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hindsight being what it is, 2020, this should be kind of fun. Looking back at the 2007 draft, first of all, can it really be 2007?
11 years.
Is it 11
ago?
Years after the fact?
Yeah.
That we're having this discussion, it just seems remarkable to me. But specifically, Mike Moustakas, who was the number two
right.
overall pick in that draft in 2007, it was a pretty interesting first round. So where do we start with this one, Shane?
Well, since he got picked second, there's a lot of hindsight and after the fact speculation or criticism,
sure.
I suppose, that could be out there. But the more I have bared down on this, the more I think the Royals, by and large, made a pretty good pick. That's a high pick and a lot of pressure with it, and you damn sure better have a big leaguer out of that slot. Now, the number one overall pick in 2007 was David Price out of Vanderbilt.
No argument.
He was picked by the Rays and, by all accounts, a hugely successful big league career. Also an all-star. And that, to me, let's stop right there for a second. If you're drafted in the first round, and definitely in the first 15 picks, you're drafted to become an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
To me, you know?
Right.
It's one thing
right.
to, okay, make to the big leagues. Well, yeah, we're going to practically push you in a wheelchair to the big leagues because you're a first rounder. We've got a ton of money tied up in you, but for you to stay there and be an all-star, that's a successful first-round pick. Mike Moustakas went second as a shortstop out of Chatsworth High School in California.
Yeah.
He's the number two pick. He's also an all-star. After that, two guys that are really nondescript, Josh Vitters by the Cubs,
mm-hmm.
Out of high school, and a kid named Daniel Moskos by the Pirates, a pitcher from Clemson. Then you got number five, Matt Wieters.
Not bad.
Having Salvador Perez makes this quite a bit more palatable, because Matt Wieters is a pretty darn good big league catcher, switch hitter. He's now with the Nationals now? Anyway, he's drafted by the Orioles out of Georgia Tech. So far, so good, right? We're still okay with Mike Moustakas on the board at number two and taking him.
Yeah, you got a few more picks until you get to it, but
yeah, there's a couple. Ross Detweiler.
There's one huge one.
Yeah, one big one. Ross Detweiler from Missouri State got up with the Nationals, but hasn't really stuck.
I forgot about him, and he was fun to watch pitch at Missouri State.
You know, Missouri State churns out the pitchers.
Sure as hell have.
They have their share of first two or three round guys pretty regularly. Matt LaPorta, position player for Florida, got up with the Brewers, but really hasn't done enough to stay. A guy that never played in the big leagues and has bounced around a bunch went to the Rockies at, eight.
Casey Weathers.
Yeah, Casey Weathers. He had Tommy John surgery. He was traded to the Cubs in the package for DJ LeMahieu. So obviously a win there for the Rockies. Signed a minor league deal with the Giants in 2013. Did the same with the Rays in 14. Did the same with the Indians at the end of the season, and pitched for the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks in the American Association. And released in 2017. Eighth overall pick. So it could be worse, Royals fans. We could have taken Casey Weathers.
Yep.
Jared Parker, high school right-hander, went ninth. And now we get to the 10th pick by the San Francisco Giants, left-handed pitcher out of South Caldwell High School in North Carolina, Madison Bumgarner. Would you rather have Madison Bumgarner or Mike Moustakas?
Well, there's not even... you're not even having this discussion. It's not. Of course you are. You know, are you kidding me? Madison Bumgarner? Yep. That's a swing, but that's not really a swing and a miss.
No,
I mean, really,
considering
because
what
Moustakas
has done, it's not a swing.
It really isn't. But I mean, yes, if you could have rewritten history and could have, you know, or jumped forward and said, all right, where's the projectability and where are these guys going to be in 6 years? Say 2013 or 2014, there's not even a question that you would have taken Madison Bumgarner. But all in all, as you look at this, you know, the thing that's really amazing to me about this first round is the number of guys we've never heard from again.
Yes.
That's the thing that's the most amazing. And it's not the guys necessarily that the Royals missed on, because there's one. Unless you get down to Hayward and you want to make an argument for him. But Madison Bumgarner. But you know what? Plenty of other teams didn't make that pick either. There were, what, 8 or 9 other teams before he was taken 10th by the Giants that opted not to take him. I don't know if you wouldn't have taken Madison Bumgarner over David Price. David Price was he was the number one left-hander in the draft.
Yeah, he was like right.
Period.
Real close to the big leagues at Vanderbilt. And you could see it. Eight of the first 29 guys picked in that draft didn't ever make it.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about, you know, first round guys, and think about the time and the investment and the eyes that are on these guys. And
to be flippant, but it makes you wonder how many people got fired over picks like that.
Well,
year after year, honestly.
But it happens all the time.
Of course,
right?
It does. Yep.
I mean, it's a delicate. It's a really. There's no. There's no format that works exactly when it comes to assessing players and their ability to develop, especially with high school players. And Madison Bumgarner was a high school guy. But, you know, he had great velocity, pitched from the right, from the left-hand side, and there's a lot of things about Madison Bumgarner that makes you... that made you drool, and certainly the Giants made the right pick. So,
and they blew the other two in the first round. Funny how that works.
Yeah, that. Yeah,
Tim
that's
Alderson
right. Yeah.
And Wendell Fairley never made it to the big leagues. Those are the other two Giants. They were compensatory picks that they got 22 and 29. They never made it. So Bumgarner kind of carried the load for the Giants in that particular draft. Yeah. In addition to Nick Noonan, a shortstop from California. They picked him at 32.
Wow.
He's made it, but not for long, because I've never heard of the guy.
No. Nope.
And the only other ones that you would have maybe buyer's remorse when we're talking about taking Moustakas at 2 is Jason Hayward at 14, although to me that's kind of a coin flip.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Frazier at 34. Now, he could have been the right-handed equivalent of Mike Moustakas, as it turns out.
Sure.
Because he was drafted as a shortstop out of Rutgers. Didn't know he went to Rutgers either. And Josh Donaldson at 48, drafted as a catcher by the Cubs out of Auburn. So, good on you, Royals. You
Ricky
did it.
Ricky Porcello at 27. So... But
J.P. Arencibia, catcher at 21. He had an okay.
I mean, there are a couple of guys. But no. Outside of Madison Bumgarner, I'm feeling pretty good about Mike Moustakas with the 2 pick.
And if he doesn't come back to Kauffman in a Royals uniform, scouting staff and front office can. As long as you get, you know, what you want for him, they can feel good about that number 2 pick back in 2007.
And you feel good about what Mike Moustakas has given to this franchise. I think you feel good about what Eric Hosmer gave to this franchise. Those are two corner guys that the Royals really built themselves around to a large degree. And those guys, I essentially, Shane, I think delivered.
And Hosmer, the very next year, was picked third out of Florida, high school out of Florida, right after Pedro Alvarez, who, frankly, Eric Hosmer's had a better career then, and two picks before Buster Posey. Now,
well, okay.
If you had that to do over again,
you might want to stop there.
The Rays should have taken Buster Posey at one, you know, all things being equal. But
would you rather have Buster Posey right now or Salvador Perez?
Posey.
Yeah, that would, yeah, absolutely.
But would he be the heart and soul and the fabric of Kansas City like Salvi? No. He wouldn't be doing Price Chopper commercials, I can promise you that.
No, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't be dousing people with Gatorade after the Royals win.
No,
I can promise you that.
No, he wouldn't be doing that, and his power numbers would be down playing in that ballpark 81 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't have the same kind of numbers that he has. Boy, he's a damn good. Boy, he's good, though, man.
Yeah, he is. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got a couple guys waiting, 869-1240. We got Chris first. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, Bruce, I noticed last night our boys put five on the board and get rained out. But that made me – they started to make me think for a second, and I kind of hesitated to ask this because it was sort of an embarrassing question. Do those get wiped off the board? Anything that you offensively that happens in that game, or is that, or do they stay with the players? The actual offensive stats for that, if a game.
No, the game. That they're not picking up that game. That game is a restart. So.
So those stats do not count.
August 11th. August 11th, I think, is when they're going to replay that game.
Yeah, they'll start over.
Yep. One of those.
Yep. Start from scratch.
That I never had thought of before.
They never should have started it. First of all,
no. It was stupid.
It was stupid.
Yeah, well, you know, you hate seeing five runs on the board in the second. That's not a guarantee, but, you know, it's a darn good start, and we could sure use it after the Yankee loss. But, hey, we're looking good, Bruce.
Are big Royals fans for the next 4 days, too.
Yeah, why not? You know, go steal a couple of games. I mean,
good luck with that. I don't know if memory serves me. I kind of have a, you know, as a baseball guy, and I am, I kind of have a good. Pretty good memory as to who matches up who pretty well with other. And I don't, you know, I think Bruce, you'd agree. The Royals over the past few years, no matter how bad or whatever they are, they play Boston tougher than they ever play the Yankees.
Oh,
I believe. So I
hate seeing the Royals.
Thanks, Chris.
I hate seeing the Royals. They've been very competitive against the Red Sox. No question. Not as competitive have the Royals been against the Yankees. So
true.
I mean, if they can get one of the four, I'll take it. If they can get two, it'd be, you know. I'd be dancing.
Two is a great, not a great trip because there's six more games. But
right,
yeah, split with the Yankees in the Bronx. You bet.
Oh my God,
Frank,
are you kidding me? Yeah.
Frank, you're up next.
What's going on, Shane?
Hey, Frank.
Hey, and Bruce, happy birthday the other day.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
If you really want to look at a draft from the Royals. Look at the Bubba Starling draft, and look at the players that were drafted behind Bubba Starling.
Hey,
no,
stop!
Do I have to, Frank?
Water on our redraft.
Frank, do I have to?
Give me what year was that? Refresh my memory. 11?
I don't remember, but I mean, you got Lindor. You got, I mean, there's three or four All Stars that were after Bubba Starling. And it's just like, you know, I think the Royals did the right thing this year in drafting college pitchers, like, right off the bat. I mean, if they're going to rebuild, I mean, the thing that scares me about the Royals right now is, like, what are they going to do? I mean, there's part of me that says, you know, keep them all because they got them all under contract and see if they can't be better next year. I mean, but the Whit Merrifield thing, I hope he goes to the Brewers. So, but the Bubba Starling draft. If you look,
hey, did you hear what Jamie Quirk had to say about Bubba Starling?
Oh, he was all over him.
What'd he say?
They need to DFA him. They need to move on from him.
Well, you know, he can still go play quarterback in Nebraska.
Ship's almost sailed. Is he 30 yet?
I think that's done.
No, but honestly, I mean, if you look at that draft and look at who was drafted behind him, if the Royals missed on.
That's
you have to think that, I mean, in the state of Kansas, Bubba Starling was like, I mean, and Kansas City at that point had no choice because they weren't, you know. So, but no.
Hey, Frank, listen to this. The next four picks after Bubba Starling at five. This, by the way, is a hell of a draft. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you get right, Garrett Cole was number one, Trevor Bauer number three, Dylan Bundy at number four, then Bubba Starling at number five, Anthony Rondon was at number six, Archie Bradley was at number seven, then Lindor at number eight, and Javi Baez at number nine. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
George Springer. Jose Fernandez, the late Jose Fernandez, Sonny Gray, plenty of big leaguers.
Yeah, they missed on that one.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Frank. Good hearing from you, buddy. Thanks for listening.
Brandon Nimmo, who's
one big leaguer, right? Like I said, you're drafted
one after the other on this draft.
Upper part of the first round to get to the big leagues and be an all-star. And there were a bunch of
Sonny Gray was in that draft.
Mm-hmm. Joe Panic was 29th. You'd settle for him. Jackie Bradley
Good
at 40.
Lord.
So, thanks, Frank.
Yeah. That was a really good exercise
thanks.
For Mike Moustakas.
Thanks, Dayton.
Not as good 4 years later for Bubba Starling.
Quite as good for Bubba.
Oh, dear. Oh, God. Yeah, I thought it was interesting that Jamie Quirk. I was wondering when someone was going to come out and say something.
Right.
And, yeah, then he becomes the first one. So it goes. All right, Shane and Bruce rolling along. Let's get to our Twitter question of the day, amongst other things, as we continue here in a moment. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.